Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on Gavin Grades the Movies. I'm actually going to be doing this interview with my co-host Katie as well because she's a huge fan of you two, and she has a lot of like decent questions for you guys as well.
Well, thank you for that. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So. Your movie that's in theaters right now, The Big Sick, and what I love about this is it is unfolding as one of those great independent film stories where goes through the festivals, gets some buzz, they start rolling it out, critics fall in love with it, limited release, gets even more buzz, and you're about to go wide, right?
We are about to go wide, yes.
We're about to go more than twice as wide as they said our goal was.
You know, 2,500, right?
Limited release.
Yep, 2,599. We're almost to 2,600, almost.
They told us, you know, if we can get to 1,000, that would be a win. And tomorrow or tonight, we're going to 2,600.
Dude,
that's huge.
Is that like Transformers numbers?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's a little smaller.
We would need a sword. Did you ever have a thought of what if we just put a Transformer in this movie? We'd get more theaters.
We really tried.
Yeah.
We actually tried really hard.
Upped our budget by quite a bit.
Sure.
An Uber driver, so we thought if his Uber car could just be a Transformer, that would help a lot of things along. So
that's so great.
We didn't have a budget.
A Ninja Turtle in here, or a Transformer in here, or a talking ape in here.
Yeah, and then make it a sequel for no reason.
Yeah, it's a sequel, and you can't find the first one, but it is a sequel, we promise.
And
we tried to change the name of our movie to Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Sick 2, The Search for Curly's Gold.
And the good news is Shia LaBeouf, he's really available. Use a paycheck right now. I know he's got an illness.
So let's talk about this movie, because... my parents are absolutely head over heels in love with this film, and they've made it their mission in their retirement community to make sure all of their friends go to see it, which is adorable.
Oh, they saw it?
They did. My parents went to see it without even asking me how it was first.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Great. We love when older people go see, I'm assuming your parents are older.
Yes.
We love when older people see the movie. It makes us quite happy.
Yeah. And
I think it really is a family movie.
Is it? Because it is rated R.
Yeah, we swear. But other than that,
we cannot contain the F word. But other than that, it's a pretty clean movie, actually.
We feel you there.
When you were making this film, because this is it, I know it's based on a true story. How true does it get?
It's
I would say
accurate.
65% true.
65%.
Yes. 60 to 65% accurate for sure.
Does your character Kumail, your love interest in the movie, which is not played by you, Emily, but is based on you, does she have the same the same condition that you had?
Yes, absolutely. We wrote into the movie we thought it was easier to keep that part accurate. So she, Emily in the movie, has the same condition I do.
Which is called Still's disease, right?
It's called adult onset Still's disease. It's a form of rheumatoid arthritis, essentially. Yeah.
That caused you to go into a medically induced coma. Wow.
So had you been having, when were you diagnosed originally and what brought you to that diagnosis?
Well, that's when I was diagnosed. That's why I was in the hospital for so long, was because they did not. It's a very, very rare condition, and it can look like a lot of other things. So they thought I had leukemia at a certain point. They thought that I had HIV. They thought I had pneumonia, really, really terrible form of pneumonia. So they put me into a coma to kind of stabilize me. By the way, this movie's a comedy, we promise.
I'm laughing.
But they put me into a coma to stabilize me, but it took them that long to kind of figure out what it was. It's just a really, really rare condition. So that was when I was diagnosed, and that's why I was so sick, is because they just didn't know how to treat it at first.
You know, I have to say, Kumail, I was reading some of your tweets last night, and I actually found myself getting very emotional. And one of the tweets that really got me pretty choked up was that through this process, Emily has met someone else with this condition for the first time. And go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how rare it is that we don't, you know, we're never in the same room together. So there was a woman at a Q&A after a screening who stood up and said that she also had Still's disease. And so I made sure our people tracked her down so I could hug her. I just wanted to hug someone that had it. I'd never done that before.
I get that.
So my daughter has had several open heart surgeries. And when I read this, I remember the first time I met other parents whose kid have the same condition. And it is it is like meeting someone that speaks a language that nobody else has been able to speak to you. And it made me feel very grateful for you to have had that experience and then for that woman to have an opportunity to meet you. So, I mean, that alone, I think, is a big takeaway from this.
Oh, thank you. It is. That's exactly right. The same language thing is absolutely correct and something I hadn't been able to articulate, but that's perfectly put.
Yeah, they said it was a couple. It was a married couple, and the lady had Still's, and she said that they, like, just elbowed each other and held each other's hands through the whole movie because they related so hard to that sort of mystery diagnosis aspect of it.
And it's so great that you guys were able to take that experience and that story and find funny in it. You know, it seems like it's difficult to find good original comedy that comes from pain in a lot of cases. Like between me and Katie, like, she's had a daughter that's had three open heart surgeries, and I actually lost my daughter. She was stillborn, and but as awful as these situations are, it is so therapeutic to still find something funny in it, because that is such a healing process, and that comes across in your story. It really does.
Especially in the scenes where you guys are in the hospital and, like, just the waiting in the hospital. It was just done so perfectly.
My goodness. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Well, you know, the feeling of, like, you're waiting there and it feels like nobody's telling you anything. And you know that it's so frustrating where you're like, someone there knows what's wrong with this person. And we don't know.
And hospital hours are the longest hours of your entire life. You're like, I don't know, somehow minutes are longer in this building.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Except if you're asleep, maybe.
Emily, can I ask you a question? So,
yes.
So Kumail's the star of the film, and you are not the star of the film with him as his love interest. So you had to, were you part of the casting to find out who was going to play you, who was going to be making out with your husband, and how did that process go?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. It was the only thing I didn't do. We were all kind of involved in the casting for all the characters. They didn't, like, leave it up to me to find the Emily, but I didn't go to the auditions because I thought it might make the actresses uncomfortable. But when I watched the tapes of the auditions, I was like, oh, I've made a huge mistake. I've done something terrible. What have I done? Just these gorgeous Hollywood actresses flirting with my husband for hours on it.
I'm calling them by Emily's name.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask, like, at what point do you, like, want the person who's playing you to, I mean, not look like a monster, but you don't want them to be, like, too much hotter? Like, there's a real razor's edge there, I would imagine.
It's hard because, you know, as the writer of the movie, you also really want the chemistry to be good and you want it to be a movie that people are going to want to see. It's definitely an interesting position I never imagined myself being in, but...
helps that Emily's so gorgeous that
it does help.
Wow, wow, wow.
Believe me, we were talking about that before you were on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gavin was wondering how appropriate it would be to talk about how hot your wife is. That is a true story.
That is a true story.
He's really hot.
Yes.
Let's talk about the rest of the cast for a second. I mean, Holly Hunter, who's incredible in everything, but you have Ray Romano as well, kind of like rounding out this like awesome like core cast. How did you rope those two in?
Tricked them. We tricked mm-hmm. them.
Oh, smart.
You know, it helps to have Judd Apatow involved. So Holly Hunter was our first choice for that part. Obviously, they were all our first choices, but Holly Hunter was the first person after Zoe Kazan cast. So we just sent her. We wrote this really nice letter to her. We hand wrote it. We sent it to her. We sent her the script. And then we talked to her on the phone a bunch and made to convince her. And then honestly, like about a month ago when I was hanging out with her, I was like, hey, did you like the letter? And she was like, what letter? She never read the letter.
That's great.
And what are your families? How do your families feel about the a way that they are being portrayed on the screen?
Well, we worked really hard to kind of walk them through the whole process once we knew the movie was getting made and let them know.
We walked them through like the changes in the storyline in the script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they weren't going to be surprised by anything when they watched it. And my mom's comment was, Holly Hunter is prettier than me, but your father is more handsome than Ray Romano. Now, I made the mistake of telling Kumail that. Kumail made the huge mistake of telling Ray Romano that, and Ray Romano brings it up maybe every day.
Oh, my God.
That's
maybe
great.
That is maybe wonderful.
The last thing that I want to talk about, and then we'll let you guys go, was I'm so glad that this movie is becoming a hit, and not just for you guys, which I've been a huge fan of Kumail for a really long time. So is Katie, but I've been a huge fan of Michael Showalter for a really long time, and I'm glad that like I love all of his films. I loved his work on The State, and if there's ever been him and David Wayne as well, I'm so glad that like something is building toward a really big hit for them, you know, and. How did you hook up with him? He's the director of the film, by the way, for anybody who didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's, he's Emily was a big fan of The State back in the day, and Stella and Wet Hot American Summer, and he's this really goofy, funny guy, but he's also very emotional, so it's kind of perfect for our movie.
And Kumail had written for him. Kumail had written, he had a show on Comedy Central called Michael and Michael Have Issues that Kumail wrote for. It was his first job in showbiz, actually. So we just kind of struck up a friendship with him, and that was like 8 years ago. So we've just kind of known him for a while, but once we saw Hello, My Name is Doris, which was Showalter's mm-hmm. previous movie before ours, we were like, oh, he's going to be able to do this. We knew he could do the comedy, but that movie's so lovely and sensitive and sweet that we knew he could kind of handle the more dramatic parts too. So he was a perfect fit.
Awesome. Well, Emily and Kumail, your film is The Big Sick. It's in theaters now. It's going to be in even more theaters soon. Thank you so much for calling into Gavin Grades the Movies, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.